Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Brandy Baker with the Indianola Pizza Ranch about the Indianola Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting ceremony.
Tell us a little bit about the Indianola Chamber ribbon cutting here in Indianola.
It was pretty exciting today. Talked a little bit about our buffet hours, Monday through Sunday, 11 to 8 o'clock, all day long, come in and have buffet. We have a fun zone that has 22 arcade games, winning tickets for prizes. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about working with the Indianola Chamber, setting that up, and just kind of setting today up, going back a little bit.
So Cindy came down and asked if we wanted to do a ribbon cutting, and I said sure, since, you know, we didn't do one when the fun zone opened. And just talk a little bit about Pizza Ranch and what's going on.
Perfect. That's all you need. So right there, tell us a little bit about what, I know you already mentioned buffet hours and everything, but I know there's carry out, I know there's delivery options, so kind of go through all that stuff there.
So we have a couple of new items. They are tenders with some new chicken dipping sauce that is really good. We have bone-in and boneless hot wings with five different flavors. We have a strawberry spinach salad that's really good. You could do pickup, delivery. We did just purchase our fourth car so that we could keep up on delivery.
Has that grown a lot over the last year? Has that been expanded? And we'll get into some more of what's been going on over the last year, but I'm assuming people are ordering more and more delivery.
They are. We are definitely up 30% in delivery still this year, which I feel like is a big deal. And I'm thankful. I'm just thankful the community supporting us and getting us through last year.
Well, talk about the community support over the last year. I know me, loving Pizza Ranch, tried to get carry out a lot, but talk a little bit about that adaptation from not having people in here to pretty much solely delivery and carry out.
It was an adjustment. We did it with four people to begin with, and as people realized that we were, you know, still open, it didn't close, it just grew from there. So it was a blessing to have the community support.
Then talk a little bit about what was it like seeing the people back once you realized restaurants came back open? Because I mean, that's what a lot of people get into restaurants for, is that person-to-person connection.
So going through the steps, the regulations, going through the steps was a struggle. It was just, you know, it was different. We just adapted and did what we needed to do to get through it. Excited to see faces again. This year has just been great to us too. Like, I can't complain.
Well, how's it been since you've reopened? I mean, since I know it's been crowded. Every time I drive by, the parking lot's just packed. And I mean, don't bother trying to find a parking spot at 6 o'clock because it's going to be packed here. How's it been since people back in and, you know, still seeing that uptick in deliveries?
We've had a couple of best month ever already this year. I'm just looking for some more. We have some big goals that we're trying to hit.
All right, one final time, tell us a little bit about delivery hours, buffet times, the fun zone. Just kind of recap everything that we went through in the beginning.
Buffet and delivery is going to go all day long from 11 to 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Sunday.
Order on the phone, online.
Yeah, you can call, you can order online. We're doing third party delivery. We're doing a brunch buffet Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 11. Just come check us out. We're here. And the fun zone is definitely open from 10 to 9 o'clock every single day.
Thanks to Brandy Baker for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.